This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Well, Sean Payton, 15 years in the league, Super Bowl champ, coach of the year. One of the smart offensive guys this league has ever had. He's on Sunday's kickoff. He's at an undisclosed location in one of my favorite cities in America. I'm not going to tell you where, but it's a great place in America, and he'll be back in L.A. in a couple days. So I want to talk about all you offensive coaches, you, Andy Reid, McVay, Shanahan, you all got a little secret sauce. Shanahan's ability to run the football, you know, it's kind of it's amazing to me. What, I mean, when you watch it, do you ever watch their film and think, I got to borrow that. I got to steal that. Like, it feels like that's his secret sauce.
Yeah, we do all the time. I would say a couple things. Typically, we'll have certain teams on a study reel that every week we're cutting up their film and making sure that we're looking at what's up to speed, what's up to date, not just in the runner pass game. It might be red zone, it might be third down. But I think one of the things with Kyle, and when you watch their offense, they do such a good job of stretching the D gap. They really force the ball to the perimeter and force your defense to move horizontally. And then find the creases once everyone's moving east and west.
Right.
Find the north-south creases. They do that as well as anyone.
You know, I watched Garoppolo. There are limitations. But, Sean, sometimes, like Kyler Murray wouldn't work in this offense. Sometimes you want a quarterback to deliver the ball. Like, to me, Drew Brees was perfect for your offense. Most people don't like Garoppolo, but I see some value in him. If you had Garoppolo, yeah. I mean, do you see value in him?
100%. I like Jimmy Garoppolo, and I've seen a quarterback that obviously we're spoiled because the night before, you know, we all get a chance to watch Mahomes and Brady. Well, you know, not everyone has Patrick, and not everyone has Tom Brady. But when you start looking at the players you're playing with and you start building your system around who you have, I think those guys have done a great job with that, particularly to Jimmy Garoppolo's strengths. I think the challenge for them when the season started was their draft pick that they had at quarterback and how he fit in their formula for winning, because make no mistake, they've won a lot of games. They've been at a Super Bowl. They've been at a championship game. And so when you move up like they did in the first round to make a selection at quarterback, then, man, there's that pressure and sense of urgency to get him up to speed. And I think we never want to see a guy get injured like that. But I think Jimmy in that system is what I feel like is most dangerous for opponents.
Yeah. So, you know, you and Andy Reid are really the elder statesmen of offense. As many of the great coaches all time are defense, I feel like your ability to develop things in Andy Reid's, I think you're just different. And I watched Andy Reid the other day snap it to a tight end, and I thought, it's a little cutesy, but do you ever watch that and go, oh, Andy, what do you make of it?
Well, I kind of feel like Andy stole that from us. See if this makes sense, though. When you're in short yardage goal line situations and you're in the shotgun, the defensive linemen will align themselves with a little bit more width and certainly defend the run, but be able to rush the passer. When you're in short yardage or goal line situations and the quarterback is under center and the quarterback sneak is a threat to give up a half a yard or a yard, you take those tackles and you put them in those A gaps tight to kind of fill those gaps. So the uniqueness of that play is to give the illusion of the shotgun.
Right.
And get the width that you want with your defensive tackles and then quickly slide somebody up
right
under the center and try to run a quarterback sneak with them playing shotgun formation.
How many times
a season ago?
Yeah. How many times would you do that at Sean? Would you do that 30 times at practice before you did it in a game? If you have a trick play, how many times do you do it at practice?
I'd show up maybe twice in a season and we'd work on it five times during the week. It was easier for us because we had Taysom Hill, and Taysom was a quarterback, so he was much more comfortable or familiar with putting his hands under center. You know, you weren't starting over, if you will,
Steelers
with a tight end. We had somebody that had a lot of practice at that.
Yeah.
And then at New England last year, in a very close short yardage situation, Breeze in the gun. It wasn't Drew, excuse me. It was Jameis in the gun. And we snuck Taysom under center with a hard count to draw him off sides, and right, we were able to do that. So you're the focus the night before in the meeting is simply short yardage or goal line, and then yep, you begin to look at all the tape, and then you look for four or five thoughts that'll get you a yard.
So Kenny Pickett, you know, first game out, three picks, whatever. What are realistic expectations? If you ever had a situation with a quarterback and you think to yourself, listen, I got the second best quarterback on the field. We've got to temper expectations. I want to be optimistic and positive. But I mean, do you, like, I think Mike Tomlin, like you, a veteran coach, there's things he can't do with the line of scrimmage right now. He just can't. What do you do going into a game with a Kenny Pickett?
Well, look, I think that's the essence of teaching and coaching is looking at his strengths, his weaknesses, and then developing those. I'm quite sure from the evaluation process, and I remember what I heard about Kenny, is he's someone that's going to be able to handle
yeah,
some line of scrimmage play checks. Now, he's not going to have the whole library, but I think that whenever there's a change, and we've seen already three or four changes at quarterback, whether it's been injury related or in this case, performance related, I think immediately that onus falls on us as the coaches to say, hey, he does these things really well. He's comfortable moving the pocket. He's comfortable with the three-step drop. Let's get him and then really begin to develop the things that he does well. And then I'd take it one step further, and I think they've done this in Dallas. I'd challenge everyone else that's around him now to understand how they've got to perform and up their level. You know, Superman's not walking in the building. He's there.
Yeah.
And this rookie quarterback is going to play for Pittsburgh, and I think Mike Tomlin will do a great job. But I think it falls on the defense to play better, on the offensive line to play better. It falls on the coaching staff to work on the things that he does well. It doesn't fall on this quarterback. It falls on everyone else that's involved in getting him ready to play and those that are playing around him.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, Denver's offense is indecisive and a little broken. Trent Dilfer came on the other day, and he's a high school coach in Tennessee. He said, he goes, I would put in some movement. He goes, I think over the course of 2 or 3 weeks, I would put in some plays, 6-8 plays, move him. He goes, its foundation is strong. He goes, but it's not clever. It doesn't make the defense think or pause. If you had Denver and you thought to yourself, listen, I like our foundation, but we got to add some wiggle to this stuff. Is that a 1 week process, Sean? A 2 week, a 3 week? How do you correct flaws?
You correct flaws immediately, and then we don't worry about how long the process is going to take. In other words, I'd want to cut up of all Russell's pass plays of 30 or more yards from the field, and I'd want to see if are there some schemes that he felt very comfortable with. Like, I know that they did a great job in Seattle of bringing him off of a naked boot and then pulling up. And we all saw that, like, throwback to Lockett across the field where the ball traveled 60 yards in the air.
Right.
Then I'd want to look at another film of his red zone touchdown passes inside the 20. And so what I'm asking for from assistants is I'm asking for some of his greatest hits and to make sure that we have those song lyrics available. and if not, let's put them in.
Yeah. You know, I'm watching McVay last night. And listen, they drafted a kid, Tutu Atwell. It's not working. Allen Robinson so far is not working. Van Jefferson's hurt. It's basically Cooper Kupp, Tyler Higbee, and that's the offense. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, you can do this smoke and mirror stuff only so long before people figure you out. And like Allen Robinson, right now he's just not separating. Are there tricks? What do you do when you're in a season, you don't have a ton of draft capital, you're up against the cap, you're in a tough division, you got to make Allen Robinson work. It's a three-year deal. Is it jet sweeps? Or do you come to the conclusion that, hey, it's not going to work? What do you do as a coach to make that thing work?
Well, we're not coming to the conclusion it's not going to work. He's ours. He's in the building. We're paying him. And we're going to work some release patterns. Sean knows this. Tighten the alignments. Help him maybe with some stack releases. And then also, I also want to go back and look at some Chicago stuff and incorporate maybe some of those routes he ran from the slot. You know, he was a guy that ran the spears, the sails, and some of those second-level routes pretty well. I don't know that anyone ever saw him as a real great transitional player. Like Kupp, the reason Kupp gets open is not just because he can run fast, but he can stop fast. And that's how he creates separation. And so with Allen, let's put together a few reels of things that we've seen him do well. I know Matt can throw some of those throws. And then, you know, you said it best. When the opponent begins to feel like all you have are a couple guns left in the fortress, they begin to creep closer and closer.
Yeah.
And so we've got to find a way to back them off.
Yeah. Finally, as an offensive guy, I mean, the Wildcat took this league by storm for about 12 games. I watch Philadelphia, and I'm like, I don't know what it is, but it works. It's productive. It's hard to duplicate when you prepare for him. And the offensive line is getting a great push. Sean, I look at Philadelphia, and I think that offense is a handful. What do you make of it?
Yeah, and I would agree 100%. You know, our last two times where we played Philadelphia, I don't know that we stopped them yet. They do such a good job. They gain a half a man in their blocking scheme because the quarterback can be a part of the run scheme. And so whenever you watch them run the ball, and, you know, if we were the linemen on that team, you and I, we'd be happy because we'd love our angles, because you'd say, oh, we get to double team down on this three. Yeah, we like that block. So you get good leverage because of the scheme. You have good players that have good leverage because of the scheme.
Right.
And then you have a quarterback that I really think has come into his own in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, you're going to have to throw it some. And he's proven, you know, I think 2 weeks ago when we saw him on Monday Night Football or Sunday Night Football, it was a huge night in a game for him where we saw him take a step on the field. And went with that, you knew the confidence was growing. And so, they're very well coached on offense, and I think they're probably, if you were to pull 32 defensive coordinators just off the record, who would you like to see least? Philly would be at the top.
Yeah, and that offensive line is a handful. All right, I'm not telling you where he's at. It's just a great food city, a great city, and he's going into a Hall of Fame there. It's Sean Payton. We love seeing him. And, Coach, as always, we got smarter. Thank you.
Hey, thank you very much.
All right.
We'll see you guys.
All right. Like he said, if you polled 32 defensive coordinators, I think Philadelphia, the line, the leverage, some teams, it was almost like when Lamar came in the league that first couple of years, like how do you prepare for him at practice? Do you use a wide receiver at quarterback in practice to simulate what they're doing? Philadelphia is a lot. For the record, I've never been more wrong in a coach. Nick Sirianni leaves the Colts. All their clever's gone. All their clever's gone. Mm. He goes to Philadelphia, one of the hardest offenses to solve. Like Nick Sirianni, there is something there. I completely whiffed on that. I was absolutely sure that was the worst press conference I ever saw. That team totally buys into him. Completely. J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herd Line News. Judge a coach by his press conference.
My whole career, if I didn't like it at the press conference, like you saw McVay at the press conference, you're like, boom.
Well, that's big in college, right? You can lose boosters at the press conference, right, like right out of the gate. All right, let's get started with a bad team in the NFL. The Washington Commanders sitting at the bottom of the NFC East, 1-3, Colin. Worst point differential in the league, last in yards per play. But hey, Ron Rivera is telling fans, be patient, the team. We're going to figure this out.
I understand everybody's frustration, especially how proud this organization is. This organization's got 5 championships. You kidding me? I get it. I understand how important it is to win. Okay, but I got to be realistic with what we have and what we're going to do. Now, some of it we can improve on as coaches and get better at, and we have to. There is a sense of urgency that these things have to happen, but they're not going to happen until everything's in place and it's ready to happen.
Okay. How many years you giving Ron to get things in place?
Well,
he's been there a few years, Colin.
These defensive coaches, the Pittsburgh's offense, Washington's offense, Chicago's offense, Buffalo's great, but can't develop a run game. By the way, look at Miami switch from defensive coach who we liked to offensive coach. It's a totally different sensibility with Tua.
Washington hosts Tennessee this weekend.
Tennessee's winning.
Washington better not lose that game. Or
they're
somebody's
losing.
Getting fired. Offense, defense, somebody's getting canned after that game. All right, next up, we've got the Denver Broncos. It's official.
Oh.
Running back Javonte Williams out for the year. Torn ACL. Sounds like it's a pretty bad knee. There's some other stuff going on there. Without him, Colin, it's going to be the Melvin Gordon show, and he is a fumble machine.
He's had a bad year fumbling.
4 fumbles in 4 games. Nathaniel Hackett, though, hey, Nathaniel Hackett still got confidence in him. Hackett said Gordon is harder on himself than anybody else.
No.
And that this is a great opportunity for him to prove he can be better. I think the 3rd string guy's named Boone, Mike Boone, maybe. He dropped a key pass late against the Raiders.
Oh, he did drop that pass.
Remember that?
Oh.
Listen, as somebody waiting for the cover for Denver, it was a 4th down pass.
Yeah.
And it's like, geez, what is it going to be? Judy and Sutton? Are we going to get a tight end appearance? Like, what is Russell Wilson going to do?
Well, again, Sean Payton said this with 2 different quarterbacks. Find what he's comfortable at doing well and do more of it. I don't know. It's just such a vanilla scheme. It really looks like a first-time coordinator. I mean, it's just no wiggle to it. There's nothing clever. Nothing. I mean, it's just vanilla offense. They don't roll the pocket a lot. It's relying on, you know, Russell to hit stuff over the top, where Judy and Hamler are interesting. Court and Sutton, I like their receivers, but there's just, you can see clever football.
When you watch the 49ers last night, they're doing all this interesting stuff.
Oh.
A lot of pre-snap motion. You watch the Chiefs against the Bucks. It's like the most creative.
So
it's a different sport.
That's a prime example. Mahomes and Garoppolo, big gap in talent. But when you watch the Niners and the Chiefs, you as a consumer can see smartly coached, clever football. Denver is vanilla. There's no wiggle. I mean, when McVay came into the league, all of a sudden the jet sweeps. Like, it was like, whoa, it caught the league off guard. Nothing Denver does you haven't seen before. It is completely pedestrian.
I'm not fire the coach after a month guy, but Nathaniel Hackett Thursday Night Football against the Colts, and the Colts sounds like no Jonathan Taylor. You better not lose to Matt Ryan and whatever else the Colts have, which is not much. That's a big game for Hackett. And final story, Colin. Trevor Lawrence, you know, a really bad game on Sunday.
Career-high
5 turnovers. It was raining. 4 fumbles. Uncharacteristic day for the second-year quarterback. Doug Peterson expects Lawrence to quickly put that rocky performance behind him.
Let's hope it's a blip, you know. I don't think it's a setback. I just think it's a blip. I just think it's... you just hate to say it, but maybe it's one of those games during the season where just nothing really goes right, you know, and it happens. But, you know, I'll never make excuses. You know, we have to do a better job of hanging on the football. He knows that. That's the prized possession out there. You know, if we make the plays that were left on the field, it might be a different outcome today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. Jacksonville, you saw on the screen, they play Houston this week.
What's the number?
They're favored by 7. I'm going to give you a crazy number because I'm researching this right now. Houston's won 8 straight against Jacksonville.
Isn't
they
that...
beat them twice last year by more than 2 touchdowns in each game. I'm like, what the hell? Trevor Lawrence? I'm not going to reference the coach on Jacksonville last year, but they're laying a touchdown, Jacksonville?
Where's the game at?
In Jacksonville. I don't know. I don't know what a lot of big spreads this week.
I know. I
mean, last week, everything was close. This week, there's like five games, a touchdown or more.
I don't like that. I like underdogs. Do you have your favorite bet of the week yet?
I think it's probably the Saints. It's early, but it's probably the Saints. Might be Tampa. I was just looking at Atlanta. Cordarrelle Patterson, do you see that on the IR? He's like a valuable member of that offense.
Cordarrelle Patterson is the Swiss Army knife of the league.
There you go. They got like running backs I've never heard of. Kyle Pitts is like on a milk carton right now. Atlanta, though, 4-0 against the spread. Only team in the league to cover every game. Probably some regression coming for them, right?
All right. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Live.
You and I should
news.
Do a gambling show.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're going to play Conclusion or Illusion. We look at the NFL standings. We'll start in the AFC, Jason and I will. And can we make a conclusive argument like that's what it'll end up as? Or is it an illusion and it will change drastically?
Yeah.
All right, you okay. Want to start?
I think I understand this. This is good stuff. We'll start with the AFC East, mostly because the Jets are in there. So you see Dolphins atop the AFC East, followed by the Bills, Jets, and then the last place Patriots. Colin, conclusion or illusion?
Well, the Bills and Dolphins, I think, will flip, but I do think they're absolutely the best two teams in the division. Never forget this. Dating back to last season, Miami's 11-2 in their last 13 regular season games. Miami's a good team, and they got better. And so I do think the Jets can finish ahead of the Patriots. I do, because of their offensive firepower. But if the Dolphins and the Bills, if you flip them, that is not an outrageous take. That is closer to conclusion than illusion.
Okay. All right. Let's move to the AFC North, which currently sees the Browns, Ravens, and Bengals at 2-2. And the Steelers are going nowhere
fast.
That's
an illusion. Steelers are a last place team. Cleveland is not going to be around. First of all, Cincinnati, after week one, in their last 10 quarters, Joe Burrow's been a Pro Bowler.
Okay.
And I do think the Ravens, even though they're now suddenly awful at home, I just don't think Cleveland in first place. In fact, there's an argument to be made. Eventually, an injury or two in the wrong spot, they're a fourth place team.
Deshaun Watson comes back, I believe, December. You think they can hang around long enough or no?
No. He's not going to come back and be razor sharp anyway.
He's been out of the facility. Right. All right, next up, AFC South, the worst division in football without question. Now,
I think this is completely conclusive. I mean, the Jaguars are the best scoring offense and the best scoring defense in the division. They're the most dynamic team. The Titans are probably the best coach team. The Colts are better than the Texans simply because they can consistently, produce decent efforts. I mean, they did beat the Chiefs. That's what the division's going to look like.
So you think Colts are done?
I just don't think they have the firepower. Yeah. There's a story out today that Ballard is in trouble, the GM, and Frank Reich is. So now they got the pressure from the owner.
Irsay, he's kind of Dan Snyder vibes, you know?
Well, yeah.
All right, next up, we'll go AFC West. Kansas City Chiefs followed by Chargers, Broncos, and then the Raiders pulling up the rear.
Sadly, it's closer to a conclusion than an illusion. Now,
not sadly, right?
Well, here's the thing about the Chargers. Only team averaging in the league over 300 yards passing in their division, I should say. And they did lose to Kansas City and a pretty good Jacksonville team when they lost their left tackle in the middle of the game. They're beat up. But if we subscribe to the fact the Chiefs will win their seventh straight division title, which it's fair to say, Denver is not a playoff team today. Denver is a fourth place team in the NFL based on what I've seen. Their personnel is second in this division. But from what I've seen with the offense and the coaching, they're a third to a fourth place team.
That was a whiff by me. Let's go to the NFC. We'll go in the NFC East, the Eagles atop, followed by Cowboys, Giants, and the Commanders. Sorry.
This is done. This division is done. First of all, Philadelphia's schedule, as you pointed out, easiest in the league.
Yeah.
So it's been harder early than it will be now. And Dallas doesn't lose in division. They're 8-0 in their last eight NFC East games. The Giants are better, as you predicted. You're the one. Yeah. This is the order I predicted. I had the Giants fourth. You convinced me they'd have a life. You were right. And the Commanders, I moved from second to third to fourth. I think right now, the Eagles, Cowboys, Giants have offensive coaches, and they're getting the most out of their personnel. I think Washington's a fourth place team.
Okay, let's go to your favorite division, the NFC North. Who's that at the top? Oh, Vikings. Yeah, Vikings and Packers 3-1. Bears 2-2. Lions.
Well, no, Lions will finish ahead of the Bears.
Okay, I would agree with that.
Okay.
What about up top?
That's what I predicted, Vikings, Packers. So the Vikings have a great advantage. They already beat Green Bay.
Yeah.
So if they beat them a second time, now it's I'm not sure when it is on the schedule, but if I look at the Vikings, I mean, the Bears have the worst passing offense in the league. What you have there, the Vikings offense and the Lions offense, really capable. Green Bay's offense is okay, could be better. The Bears offense, they can't score. They have one way to win. And so in the end, Detroit's the most entertaining average team in the league, but they can put up big points.
Any concerns with the Vikings? They have this habit of playing with their food against the Lions, They can't put people away.
Well, there's a reason. They're not explosive enough to put people away. They're the opposite of Buffalo. They'll beat you, but always close. Buffalo rarely wins close. When they beat you, they pummel you. So they just don't have, and that's all based on quarterback play. Allen is a superstar, and Kirk is what he is.
Yeah. NFC South, conclusion or illusion? This is pretty set, except the Saints are 1-3, and I like them more in the preseason. Dude, what about you?
Well, I mean, Bucks winning is a conclusion.
Yeah.
I think the Saints fourth. See, I'm not defensive coach.
Yeah.
Look at Jameis Winston's numbers since Sean Payton left. You've watched the Falcons. I mean, so Carolina's got a coach and a quarterback issue, and the Saints, I think, have a coach and quarterback issue. Atlanta, with an offensive coach and Mariota, they're in games.
Okay.
They're in. I don't think it's crazy. It's so strong. I thought they'd be the worst team in the league. I've watched them, and I'm like, they're in every game.
Yeah.
They give the Rams fits late. They gave Seattle problems. Atlanta's interesting.
I would like to buy some Saints stock. I'm going to call my stockbroker and get
you
a lot
like
of Saints.
That, but you
they
like
were really banged up for the London game. Sanchez said they were missing like offensive line, receivers, Kamara. Like, once they get healthy, this team has talent, and that defense is nasty.
Right.
It's buy low for me. Finally, NFC West. Look at this. Look at the parity there. 2-2 all around. Do we think it stays like this?
If Garoppolo stays healthy, I had the Rams winning in the Niners second. I didn't think the Rams offensive line would dissolve into this. And I thought Allen Robinson can play. But my conclusion after watching last night is the Rams can't stretch the field. And so if you're going to play San Francisco, you got to make them be honest. Because those linebackers are, I mean, their front seven's the best in football. Buffalo and San Francisco's front seven, if they don't think you can beat them over the top, they totally play down. The Buffalo-Ram game and the Niner-Ram game looked a lot to me like the same game.
Yeah,
the they didn't respect the Rams' ability to go over the top, so we're just going to play downhill.
And what about, listen, you, if you look at this Rams team, Colin, they're one injury away. Like, if Cooper Kupp happens to miss some time,
we're
talking about like a 4 or 5 win team. That's how bad the rest of the roster is because they're so top heavy with Donald. They only paid a few guys.
They're going to get their excellent center and Van Jefferson back in a month. Can they tread water for 4 to 5 weeks? Because those guys are, it will be a different looking offense with those two.
I'm sorry. Van Jefferson to me sounds like the new Kendrick Nunn. We're just waiting for Kendrick Nunn to save the Lakers last season. We're waiting for Van Jefferson to
he'll
show up.
Help. I'm just saying he'll help.
Allen Robinson needs to wake up, dude. He is stealing money right now. I mean, it is bad.
That
you
looks
watch
like
the routes he's running. He's like half, I can't say that word, but he's half butting it out there for the Rams. It's not looking good.
No,
man.
It looks like a bad signing, and it's a 3-year deal. The numbers don't lie. Last decade, over 4 million peeps have chosen SimpliSafe Home Security. Go to SimpliSafeColin.com, free indoor security camera. Yes, and 20% off with interactive monitoring. First things first is around the corner on a Tuesday. In LA, see you tomorrow. It's The Herd.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
Sierra Leone has some of the world's highest maternal mortality rates. One nurse, Zainab, has not lost a single mother. This Mother's Day, join CARE in supporting maternal health around the world. Learn more at care.org/mothersday.